welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond from downtown Marion on WWGH Radio live on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a lot on board for you up until 5 o'clock. We've got trivia, of course, on tap for you. Offbeat News, of course, is a staple around here. Ladies' Corner, the weird word of the week, and the list goes on. So hopefully you can stay tuned throughout the next 45 minutes and be right here with us on 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 1108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast, and we do appreciate our supporters for underwriting the program as they do every week. All right, well, it's trivia time, and today we're giving away a $5 gift card to Wendy's. How does that sound? They've got their, what I think they call it, their biggie bag or something or other for $5 right now. So you can get your biggie bag with the gift card if you want to. But at 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a Wendy's gift card. And to sign up for the drawing, you have to call and answer a trivia question. That's all you got to do. Just call and answer a trivia question, and you will be put in the drawing for this Wendy's gift card. You will also be put in the drawing for our monthly prize for the month of September. At the end of the month, we're going to give away a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. Yes, indeed. We haven't given away an El Campesino's gift card yet. So that's what I thought we would give away for the month of September, a $20 El Campesino gift card. So you'll be signed up for the Wendy's and the El Campesino gift card, 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia questions we have for you. What does a turkey vulture do to defend itself? What does a turkey vulture do to defend itself? Which bird flies upside down and backward or hovers in place? Which bird flies upside down and backwards or hovers in place? 740-383-9944 is a telephone number. What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? Where do emperor penguins live? Where do emperor penguins live? I'll tell you, it's a cold place. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Who sits on the emperor penguin's eggs? Who sits on the emperor penguin's eggs? Is it the male or female? Can you tell me? In what year did the song "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window" first reach number one on the charts? In what year did the song "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window" first reach number one on the charts? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? Oh, by the way, also, we will give away a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo for September. So you got the L Campus WWGH Radio from the radio station here. We'll be sponsoring that. And so you will be signed up for a chance to win if you call today. If you call today and answer those trivia questions, or one trivia question, 740-383-9944, we'll sign you up for a $5 gift card to Wendy's. We'll give that away today at 4:55 this afternoon. And then for our monthly giveaway, you'll be signed up for the end of the month. We'll give away a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, and also a $20 gift card to GNR in Waldo for the month of September, and that'll be from the radio station here. So, hey, some good stuff to sign up for. So give us a ring here. Be the first one to give us a call here. And this is the first program, the first offbeat news program here in the new studio. Here comes a call coming in. We'll see if we can get an answer. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yes, can a hummingbird fly backwards and hover in place?
Yes, a hummingbird can fly backwards and hover in place. They're a neat little bird to watch, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Do you have a hummingbird feeder?
Not this year. I didn't put one out.
No. Yeah, I don't either. I've had one out before, but they are neat little creatures to watch, aren't they?
Yep.
All right. David Avery, I will put you in for the drawings and the $5 gift card to Wendy's, all right?
All righty.
All right. Well, hey, you have a great day, and thanks for calling and listening.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
All right, David Avery, the first one to give us a call here at WWGH from our new studios in downtown Marion, Ohio, at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets. Good to be here, and good to be live downtown. Now, I'm not sick this week like I was a couple weeks ago. Oh, I was sick, I'll tell you what. Had to get some blood work done today. That's always fun, isn't it, to go get stuck? Yes, indeed. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I think a turkey vulture, I think it, doesn't it vomit on its...
Yes, it does. Yeah. It throws up some smelly vomit.
Right.
Yes, indeed. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. And what's your name, and I'll put you in the drawing?
Ernie Brees.
Ernie Brees, all
yeah.
Right.
Good. And I understand you have a new Air Chair 1.
I have a new Air Chair 1, and I'll tell you what
it is. It's a little more comfortable, I understand.
It is a nice plush one, and it's a high-backed one. And it looks like it's leather. I don't know if it really is leather, but it looks like it's leather. And I'll tell you what, it's a comfortable
That's
one
good.
Today.
It might as well be comfortable.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. Thanks,
All
Nate.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling and listening.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. You can sign up too. 740-383-9944. Call and answer trivia question. Get signed up. For the drawing, 4:23 is the time. I will let you know about some of the offbeat news that I have collected. I have gone to all ends of the earth to find this offbeat news. I'll tell you what, I have ran my car out of gas looking for this offbeat news, and I have found it for you. Not really, but I've clicked a few buttons on my computer to find it for you. How's that? An Ohio charity dumped about 185,000 rubber ducks into the Ohio River to raise money and give out thousands of dollars of worth of prizes. The Free Store Food Bank's 25th annual Rubber Duck Regatta saw the rubber ducks dumped into the Ohio River and floated a ways down the body of water. Carla Farrell of Franklin, Ohio, was the sponsor of the duck that finished first in the race, earning her the top prize. A 2019 Honda CRV is what she won. Wow. How about giving away one of those here on Offbeat News and Trivia? Hey, that'd be something, wouldn't it? Anyways, I think that's out of our budget. Other prizes handed out to participants included $5,200 in groceries from Kroger and several prizes of $500 cash from the credit union. The rubber ducks were then gathered up in a giant net with volunteer kayakers paddling out to collect ducks that wandered away from the main crowd. Also this, a Japanese chef prepared an egg noodle measuring 602 feet 9 inches long to break a Guinness World Record. Hiroshi Kurata said he soaked the noodle in sesame oil to prevent breakage and then applied pressure while it was in a wok to elongate the single piece of pasta. The chef tossed the noodle for nearly an hour before his assistants used ice to cool it and then stretch it out to measure it. I was frequently asked by customers how long or thin the noodles can be. Those inquiries led me to the idea of measuring noodles, and I realized Guinness World Records manage that type of records also, which led me to attempt some of the records myself, Kurata said. The noodle ended up setting the Guinness record in 602 feet 9 inches, longer than the Washington Monument is tall. Boy, that is some kind of noodle right there for sure. A bull jumped a 7-foot fence at a farm auction house in Ontario and managed to avoid being captured by authorities and members of the public. The young bull jumped the fence before he was due to be auctioned. Yeah, he knew it. He was out of there. He gone. Anyways, Thursday at the Ottawa Livestock Exchange, and he took off running. Ottawa resident Ken Tasker, who has farming experience, spotted the 600-pound bull charging through the area and pursued it in an attempt to corner the animal. Tasker said he gave up the chase when the bull appeared to be aggressive. He didn't want to go to the auction. Yeah, he was aggressive, all right. Ottawa police said traffic officers attempted to locate the bull Thursday afternoon, but it apparently had left the area. Like I said, he was out of there. He was gone. That bull was not going to be auctioned up that day. Well, I hope you're having a great day. Downtown Marion is being transformed into the Popcorn Festival. Can you believe that it's time for the Popcorn Festival already? And the parade is tomorrow. You going to watch the parade? Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to make it to the parade this year. Other conflicts in the schedule. I have to go and find some offbeat news. No, not really, but my schedule's not going to permit me to see the parade this year, but I am hopefully going to be downtown Friday night for the concert. And it's a country singer that's going to be downtown. But I can't think his name, but he had a hit. And let me see if I can look it up real quick for you. And I'll tell you. Frankie Ballard, that's who it is. Frankie Ballard is going to be downtown on Friday night. And I'll tell you what, I saw him at the Richwood Independent Fair, I believe. Anyhow, the little fair that's in Richwood itself. And he did a fantastic bang-up job. It was raining that night, and he didn't care. He performed in the rain. He said, you guys came out to see the concert. He said, I'm going to give you the full concert experience. And, buddy, he did. So, Frankie Ballard, I encourage you to come out and see him Friday night here at the Popcorn Festival. Get you a Stromboli. That's one of my personal favorites. A Stromboli, and hopefully they have deep-fried Snickers this year. Oh, boy, deep-fried Snickers. I was telling somebody about that earlier today, and I'll tell you, that is some good stuff. Well, it is time for our first break already. We'll take that and come back with On This Day in History. Thank you so much for tuning in live from downtown Marion. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in the new Air Chair One, the ever so comfortable Air Chair One. My goodness, I could sit here all day. Maybe I will. I'll set the broadcast record. No, not really. I'll leave at 5, I promise. We'll get you back to regular programming. RadioNateOSU at gmail.com is my email address. We will be back with more after these words right here on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and it is time for On This Day in History. September the 4th already. In the year 1609, English navigator Henry Hudson began exploring the island of Manhattan. 1825, New York Governor Clinton ceremoniously emptied a barrel of Lake Erie water in the Atlantic Ocean to consummate the marriage of the waters of the Great Lakes and the Atlantic. 1833, Barney Flaherty answered an ad in the New York Sun and became the first newsboy paperboy at the age of 10 years old. 1882, Thomas Edison's Pearl Street Electric Power Station began operations in New York City. It was the first display of practical electric lighting systems. 1885, the Exchange Buffet opened in New York City. It was the first self-service cafeteria in the U.S. Ooh, the prerequisite to the buffet. All righty. 1885. In 1886, Geronimo and the Apache Indians he led surrendered in Skeleton Canyon in Arizona to General Nelson Miles. 1888, George Eastman registered the name Kodak and patented his roll film camera. The camera took 100 exposures per roll. On this date in 1894, a strike in New York City by 12,000 tailors took place to protest sweatshops. 1899, an 8.3 earthquake hit Yucatec Bar, Alaska. And in 1917, the American Expeditionary Force in France suffered its first fatalities in World War I. And that's what happened on this day in history. Ah, boy, I'll tell you what. History was probably my best subject in high school. I thoroughly enjoyed history. Well, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got a couple of folks in the drawing. We're giving away a $5 Wendy's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. And you will also be signed up when you call for our monthly gifts. And our monthly gifts are pretty cool. A $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. And a $20 gift card to the GNR and Waldo, courtesy of WWGH Radio. So that's what's on tap. So when you call, you'll get signed up for all that. What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? Where do emperor penguins live? Where do emperor penguins live? Who sits on the emperor penguin's eggs? Male or female? Who sits on the emperor penguin's eggs? In what year did the song How Much Is That Doggy in the Window first reach number one on the charts? In what year did the song How Much Is That Doggy in the Window first reach number one on the charts? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? And how about this one? What color are newborn Dalmatians? What color are newborn Dalmatians? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call and get signed up for that $5 gift card to Wendy's and our monthly drawings, a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurants, and a $20 gift card to the GNR and Waldo. We'll give those two away at the end of the month. And that GNR gift card, courtesy of the radio station here, WWGH Radio. Let's see. How about this one? What type of bird was used to transport secret messages until the 1950s? What type of bird was used to transport secret messages until the 1950s? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. The lines are quiet. Light us up here. Give us a call and get signed up with the two folks that have called already. All right, you got pretty good odds to win. So join the folks that have already called. Let me tell you about Young's Dairy Farm. Looking for an utterly delicious milkshake? Arguably the best in the state can be found at Young's Dairy Farm in Yellow Springs. Hey, we've got a call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, we're on the air. How are you?
Okay. It's the male bird is the one that sits on the eggs.
Yes, the male bird is the one that sits on the eggs. How are you doing today? All right, and can I get your name and I'll put you in the drawing?
Eva Kalb.
Eva Kalb, C-A-L-B?
E-V-A-K-A-L-B.
K-A-L-B, all righty. Well, thank you very much for listening and calling. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right, you have a great evening now, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right, a brand new listener, at least to my program here. Good to have you out there, Eva. Thank you so much for giving us a ring here at 740-383-9944. Appreciate it very much. Okay, Young's Dairy Farm. Arguably the best in the state can be found at Young's Dairy Farm in Yellow Springs. Since 1958, they've been selling fresh products from their Jersey cows, milking them for all they're worth. We're talking dozens of flavors of homemade ice cream, a month of sundaes, and even gelato. That's in addition to having several full-service restaurants, a petting zoo, miniature golf, batting cages, and a calendar of seasonal events, including a tractor show, pumpkin festival, hay rides, fall corn maze, and at Christmas time, cut your own Christmas trees. Sounds like a little road trip to Yellow Springs might be in order, huh? Young's also caters to your very own herd, be it a family or class reunion, company or small group picnic or wedding. Actually, Young's is pretty old, beginning in 1869 when relatives of founder Harp Young built the landmark Red Barn, which is still in use today. After World War II ended, Hap purchased the property and along with sons Carl, Bob, and Bill, farmed the 60 acres, plus up to 500 additional rented acres, grew grain, raised hogs, and milked cows, according to their website. Today, it's run by Chief Ice Cream Dipper and CEO Dan Young, with help of his wife, Kathy. Several other members of the Young family are employed there as well. They started small in a 10x10 foot sales room, but soon were selling milk by the gallon, expanding to cheese and ice cream. They kept adding stuff, a bakery here, a restaurant there, a parking lot everywhere, and before you knew it, they were attracting something like 1.4 million visitors a year. Many of these folks are local folks, though others come from the cities of Columbus and Cincinnati for the whole farm experience. That is everything but cow tipping, although the servers, many of whom are in high school or college, would sure appreciate the extra money. Young's Dairy Farm in Yellow Springs. There you go, a lot to do. And since we're heading into the fall season, they're going to have their pumpkin festival, the hay rides, fall corn maze, and then coming up at Christmas time, cut your own Christmas trees. Sounds like a fun place to visit. Time to head down the hallway to our little classroom for some learning. Are you ready for some learning? Some edumacation? How about that? Make a right into the little hallway here, and on the chalkboard I have written our weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is operose. Operose. O-P-E-R-O-S-E. Operose. It's an adjective, and it has two definitions. The first definition, industrious as a person. Industrious as a person. The second definition, done with or involving much labor. So it means, basically means, it looks like hard work, operose. The origin of the word goes way back to 1660 to 1670 and comes from the Latin. So there you go. Now you know, operose, our weird word of the week for this week. 4:43 is the time, a couple of minutes away from our break already, and then we'll have 15 minutes left in the program. My goodness, time is just flying by on our first broadcast from the new studio, downtown Marion, corner of Center and Prospect Streets in the beautiful downtown Marion. And so that's new for you when you pick up your prize. So we are, like I said, corner of the Center and Prospect Streets, downtown Marion, Ohio Health Building. We are on the second floor, so take the elevator to the second floor, and we are all the way at the end of the hall. And when you come off the elevator, if you look at the end of the hall, you'll see our sign on the door. And just come on down and pick up your prize, okay? And you can do that during the live programs here. And you can get a list of those, of course, at our website, wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. That website also good for archiving shows. You can get on there and listen to all your favorite programs. If you missed them, they are archived right there. So wwgh1071.com. Pretty cool website, too, to check out. Lots to click on and look at. Hey, my email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. If you'd like to shoot me an email, I'd love to hear from you. radionateosu@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words on WWGH Radio.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. Time to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Okay, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Where you're giving away today at 4:55, we're giving away a Wendy's gift card, a $5 Wendy's gift card. That's what's on tap for today. And when you call, you will also be put in the drawing for our monthly giveaway. And our monthly giveaway is a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant and a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo, courtesy of our good friend Terry Tackett, in honor of his birthday, actually, because it'll be close to his birthday there on the last Wednesday in September when we go and draw that name. So in honor of Terry's birthday, him and the station are giving away a $20 GNR gift card. So we will do two drawings at the end of the month. That's how we'll do it. We'll do a winner for the GNR, and we'll do a winner for the El Campesino. That's how we'll do it there at the end of the month. But call and you will get signed up for all of that. Yes, so a pretty good deal. All you got to do is answer a trivia question, and here they are. 740-383-9944. What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other land animal? Where do emperor penguins live? Where do emperor penguins live? 740-383-9944 if you know. In what year did the song How Much Is That Doggy in the Window first reach number one on the charts? When you call and answer that one, if you'd like to sing it, you can. In what year did the song How Much Is That Doggy in the Window first reach number one on the charts? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? What are most bomb-sniffing dogs taught to do when they smell an explosive? What color are newborn Dalmatians? What color are newborn Dalmatians? What type of bird was used to transport secret messages until the 1950s? What type of bird was used to transport secret messages until the 1950s? What does the word bug mean to a spy? What does the word bug mean to a spy? Give us a call here and get signed up here. We have about 4 minutes left and a call's coming in right now. Fantastic. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, a Dalmatian pup is all white.
Yes, a Dalmatian pup is all white. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, me too. They are interesting looking little things, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Is this Becky?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Having a good day.
No rain
so far in my neck of the woods, at least, and a pretty nice temperature out there today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, hey, you have a great evening, and I appreciate you listening and calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Dalmatian puppies, all white. That is for sure. Okay, jump on our available phone line here. It's wide open for you, 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question and get signed up for a chance to win. Here's another call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, the bird they used was a pigeon.
Yes, the birds they used was a pigeon. That is right. And what's your name, or I'll get you signed up for a chance to win?
David.
David. All right. I had another David that called. Can you give me, like, the first initial of your last name?
U. It's Uhl. U-H-L.
Oh, U-H-L. Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for listening and calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yes, indeed, it is the pigeon that they used for the type of bird that was used to transport secret messages until the 1950s was the pigeon. Smart birds, for sure. Yes, indeed. 4:54 is the time, and we will head into our ladies' corner. I'm going to start this recipe, and then we'll finish it off on the other side of the drawing, okay? You've got 1 minute to give us a call if you'd like to get in the drawing. It's 740-383-9944. Today we are giving away a $5 gift card to Wendy's. A $5 gift card to Wendy's. And then a $20 gift card to El Campesino and a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo. Those are the gifts for the monthly prize. We'll give those away at the end of the month, but you can sign up for those when you call, too. Your name will be put in the drawing for those. And we have another call coming in. We get somebody else signed up. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
This is Judy Summers.
Hi, Judy, how are you?
All pretty good. I'm driving. I shouldn't be on the phone. I'm home now.
Okay.
I turned the radio on, and I just heard you, so I thought I'd call.
All right. Did you want to answer a trivia question, or did you catch them?
I didn't catch the trivia question.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, Judy, thanks for giving me a buzz. I appreciate it, and thanks for listening and listening in your car.
What was the question?
Oh, okay. I'll give you a couple, several here. Where do emperor penguins live?
Where do what?
Where do emperor penguins live?
The only place I know would be Alaska. I don't know.
No, not Alaska. I'll give you another one here. What part of a cheetah's body allows it to run faster than any other animal? What part of its body?
A certain part of the body?
Yeah. What part of its body allows it to run faster than any other animal? That's an easy one.
Well, I don't know if it would be its legs or hips.
Yep, legs and hips. That's right, Judy.
Oh, okay.
Very good. I'll put you in the drawing, and we're getting ready to do it right now, okay?
Okay, then. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. And it is drawing time, actually. A little past here, and we will find out who our winners are. That gave us a ring here. All right. And today's winner of the $5 gift card to Wendy's is Eva Kalb. Eva Kalb. Congratulations, Eva. You're our winner. And you can pick that up here in downtown Marion. We are the corner of Center and Prospect Streets. Right here in downtown Marion at the Ohio Health Building. Just take the elevator to the second floor, and our studios are all the way at the end of the hallway. And when you get off the elevator and look down the hall, you can see the sign for WWGH, and you can come in during the live programs and pick that up. Okay, we will have that here for you. Thanks to all of our friends that gave us a call. Ernie Brees, thank you. David Avery, thank you. Judy Summers, thank you. David Yule, thank you. And Becky Thacker, thank you. And Eva Kalb, thank you. You all will be put in for the drawing for the end of the month. Your names will be put in for the $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant and the $20 gift card to the GNR, courtesy of Terry Tackett, in honor of his birthday, and courtesy of WWGH Radio. Okay, so your names will be put in that drawing just for calling this afternoon, okay? Awesome. We've had a good time, for sure. Let me slip in this recipe, if I can, before we go. Pumpkin caramel cream cheese poke cake. Here's what you need. 1 box spice cake mix, 1 can pumpkin puree, 1 cup canned pumpkin puree, 1 cup water, 3 eggs, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 3/4 cup caramel ice cream topping divided, 1 8-ounce packaged cream cheese room temperature, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 cup powdered sugar, 1 1/2 cup whipped topping like Cool Whip. Here's the instructions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Lightly spray a 9x13 pan with baking spray. Set aside. With a mixer, mix together the cake mix, pumpkin water, eggs, and oil, stopping to scrape down the sides of the bowl. Mix until smooth. You can find the rest of this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. That's Radio Nate into Facebook. And I'll tell you what, we will do that recipe next week, the rest of the recipe next week, because we're flat out of time. It is quitting time. Thanks for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'll talk to you next week, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Have a fantastic evening. Right here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The first time? Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time, what's the first time? Does it rhyme?